Hello and welcome along to From the Sidelines with myself, Gary Middleton. Special guest today, Lloyd Miller, who leads on Women and Girls with Northumberland FA. So, Lloyd, great to have you on From the Sidelines today.
Great. Cheers to... great to catch up with you, Gary. All things female landscape here in Northumberland.
Yeah, so we're just going to chat about... the development of the female game within Northumberland. So, yeah, do you just want to start us off, Lloyd, with how have the number of affiliated players grown over the last couple of seasons?
Yeah, I think it's been brilliant to watch on far with the increasing numbers each season. Just looking at the FA database, the number of affiliated players back in 23-24 season, it was just short of 4,500 players, so 4,441 to be exact. And at the moment, in the 24-25 season, that's grown by nearly 150 female affiliated players, and that stands at 4,575. So a real good increase in female players, not only playing the game, but playing affiliated football within respective clubs here in Northumberland.
Yes, so that's a real positive growth and developing the female game at the minute, Lloyd.
Yeah, and I think some kind of reasons behind that was possibly the introduction of under-7 girls football. I think that's been a massive boost with Northumberland Football Leagues, and that's just went from strength to strength and has grown since it was introduced two seasons ago. And you know, a lot of work has been done by grassroots volunteers to ensure once girls enter football, they stay in the game, and that's certainly nothing that's gone unnoticed by us as a county. The figures are there to prove that that's happening.
And I think that the work that's been done by yourself and the grassroots clubs with the Wildcats program is only supporting that. Early opportunities for girls to play in the league?
Yeah, absolutely. A lot of our 24 Wildcats providers here in Northumberland got a real good pool of local girls that attend recreational football. A large part of each of those providers actually have commented how the fact like so many also play for a girls team, especially at under-7s now, as well as older age groups, with Wildcats being for those girls aged 5 to 11 years. So, yeah, I've mentioned the under-7s age group being brought into play last season was a key factor in the number of affiliated girls or female players going up, but actually across age groups has been massive.
Thinking with that then, how have the number of affiliated teams grown over the last couple of seasons with that in mind?
Yeah, so just looking back at the 23-24 season, we had 305 female affiliated teams. Look at it this year, that's grown by 60 teams and it stands at 365 female affiliated teams, which is absolutely brilliant. Again, you know, that places a massive demand on clubs in different areas of resource. Coaches being one, pitch space, finances to help fund those teams to make sure they operate and sustainable. A brilliant increase in the number of female affiliated teams that just shows demand.
Mm-hmm. And what about recreational?
Yeah, so we've offered quite a few opportunities for females to get involved with recreational football. Obviously, you mentioned Wildcats there. That's part of a pathway of England football programmes. Other programmes that sit above it for older aged female players or squad girls for those aged 12 to 14, and just play that follows on from that for those aged 16 plus. And it's been absolutely fantastic over the last two seasons in particular, and the role to see the amount of recreational groups and teams enter our events. So I think a big help has been clubs engaging as a just play, either running a real sustainable program for a number of years. Well, actually, we've seen a real big increase in the number of providers for Just Play. A lot of clubs just reaching out and asking how to get involved. What do they need to do on their end? And they've since not only just started their Just Plays, but actually engaged with our women's football provision, which is previously really been targeting the summertime and offering summer sevens. But what's been brilliant is that the demand seen women's recreational flourish and lend itself towards us just recently concluding the Women's Recreational League, which took place over like a 10-week period from Feb into early April.
Yeah, Lloyd, so adding to that, where would you say the most growth has come from within women and girls football?
Yeah, I think that's a great question. I think certainly under-7 girls affiliated football, but I think equally the growth in women's recreational football's been brilliant. Yeah. I think reasons behind that from different shapes and sizes. I think one is players returning to play the game they love. So it might have been that they've had a lack of access or interest and they'd stopped playing for a period of time. But also females taking up football for the first time just in the later years. So two key reasons why I think women's recreational football over the last couple of seasons has really flourished, specifically here in our county, but I know it's the same nationally.
Yeah, I think, Lloyd, there's the I think through a joined up approach, listening to that, there's a lot more opportunities for women and girls that want to play, stay active, play the game in a real positive place at present.
Yeah, absolutely. I think, like I said, I mentioned before, in terms of the volunteer workforce out on the ground, offering their time and efforts week on week has been nothing short of amazing. I don't think you could drive too far from one venue to the next and see growth in participation at grassroots level, and that obviously includes female football. But it absolutely couldn't be done without that volunteer workforce who are no doubt stretched at times, where they've given up a lot of time, and sometimes they might not feel like it's enough, but it absolutely is. Just very fortunate to have the Lionesses' success and Newcastle United Women's success really drive the interest in taking football up.
Yeah, so from that real positive place for playing opportunities within women's and girls, and I suppose that takes us on to how do we as the County FA develop that coaching workforce now with obviously your Lionesses coach development programme, and how has that impacted the landscape in the female game?
I think there's a big demand for coaches in general. I certainly think that within female football, just looking at some of the stats, you know, in terms of the 7 teams, we've got 52 affiliated under 7s teams across female football. That demands more female coaches and male coaches. I think what we've seen is an increase in female coaches that have shown interest in the Lionesses Coach Development Programme, which is basically a skeleton of 4 workshops that supplements generic CPD that Coach to Coach offers here in Northumberland. As a byproduct of that, we're into the third season of delivering the Lionesses. There's some female coaches that have been a brilliant part of it, who have actually been involved, engaged for all 3 seasons. And their involvement has been paramount to the success, creating a positive environment, offering support to others that are of a similar qualification or similar part of their coaching journey. And it's up for us now, myself, Emily Senior, the Regional Coach Developer for Women and Girls for the North East region, is to continuously reflect, not just at the end of the season, but to think about, and without it being a cliche there, but wants and needs. So one example is a lot of female coaches that entered the programme, that's free, were introduction to coaching football qualified. So now we're at a point where they've been involved in coaching for some time, but actually now can we help nudge them towards their next qualification, which would be their UEFA C licence. So not only are we, have we seen an increase in the number of female coaches, I think we've also seen an increase in the number of higher qualified female coaches, which is great.
Yeah, and I think just to add to that, Lloyd, it's really nice to see a number of female coaches that attend your Lionesses programme having the confidence to come along to attend our mainstream coach-to-coach programme, which is predominantly male coaches, but we continue to grow that female engagement within them programmes to support them on their coaching journey as well.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. I think I'd always advocate for female coaches in our county to access both our Lionesses Coach Development Programme, but there's so many good tutors delivering that we're fortunate to engage with on the generic CPD for them to also attend those workshops.
Yeah, fantastic, Lloyd. Lloyd, how's the girls' football participation within schools grown over the past few years?
Yeah, it's something that I've been fortunate to become more involved in, and certainly develop my awareness of the landscape as much as schools football has ever grown, and has, you know, a massive link to the success of the Lionesses back in 2022. So I think the Barclays Schools Football Partnerships is key. So certain schools in our area will be involved in the partnership that'll see more opportunities offered for girls and playing football in their schools. We've also seen over the last couple of years on International Women's Day, the big football day or biggest ever football session. That initiative, although it being a one day, is almost to try and showcase the interest of girls playing football both within primary and secondary school. Again, there's been some brilliant work where local schools have collaborated with local grassroots clubs to help that day come to life on a pitch, whether it be at school or a local leisure centre. And I think that's key, because I think to really support the demand of the girls that want to play in school, I think collaborating with local grassroots clubs who, from what I've seen, are only too kind to offer the help is a real important.
Yeah, great work being done. What up and coming female provision has the Northumberland FA got planned with yourself over the summer and moving forward, Lloyd?
Yeah, so obviously off the back of a successful Women's Recreational League, which was our first one, albeit we've done previous kind of short bouts of games with summer sevens, we're actually offering another Women's Rec League. So that information just went out as of today to our female recreational database, and it'll be shared on social media. So that upcoming Women's Recreational League will kick off in early June. It's going to be on a Monday evening. The teams that take part will either play in our recreational group, which has got players that are all unaffiliated, but we also have teams that can enter our competitive group, which will be a mix of those that are affiliated and unaffiliated as players. So that's one key part of our female provision coming up this summer. We've also introduced and recognised the importance of support teams transitioning at 9v9. Two key reasons: obviously a bigger pitch size, but also in squad size, but also the fact offside's introduced. So can they have experience of offside and officials enforcing that law of the game before the season starts? So that'll be open to low and mid-level teams that are playing in our county. I'll say under 12 girls access it for the first time. So that again will also kick off in June, but on a Friday, and that'll take place by a week.
Yeah, great, Lloyd. Lots going on. Lots of great development within female provision and opportunities for female to take part and play the game that we love. It's been a pleasure having you on, Lloyd, and thanks for sharing the current female landscape in the county.
Brilliant. Thank you, Gary.